News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Shane, were you ever in digs?
No. Not digs. I was in rented accommodation. But yeah, the rent, my first year in college, Jonathan, £13 a week it was. Now, I had to share a room. I had to, the ceiling was so low in the shower, you had to crouch down. It was not a palace, but you could get accommodation. Well, it was really
£13 a week. I suppose you were getting what you were paying for there. It is a constant challenge. We were talking with the Garda Síochána the other day about the risks that are out there. There's very little risk if you're taking a room in a granny's house.
Very little risk. And look, it seems like a logical solution. I think we can go back to our guest.
Yeah, Jenny is back on the line. Yeah, Jenny, good morning. Sorry we lost you there. You were talking about the need for these digs and the hope that people will respond to them.
Yeah, I mean, need is the only word for it. It is also often accommodation is now a factor in whether someone can actually do their studies or not. We have so many students completing their studies from living in a car or sleeping in the library, or so many horror stories that we hear just year on year that become more and more common. And so we're just asking if anyone has any kind of room, if they're able to rent it out to a student.
This has been trialled over the last couple of years. It used to be a lot more commonplace, as Shane was just outlining there. But what has been the response to those trials, particularly from the landlord?
Yeah, so, it's been overall quite positive. You know, our students' unions, we work with the landlord to create a fair deal for them and the student. You know, people that want to rent out a room can earn up to €14,000 tax-free just for giving a student a place to rest their head. And so, you know, it's been overall quite positive. But we definitely see digs as sort of an immediate solution to a far longer issue, an issue that has been happening for years and years, where student accommodation has just been privatized. It's been left to private companies to run for profit. And what we really need is actual purpose-built student accommodation run at an affordable price, just in order to get just to make sure that people get their education.
Mm. There has been something of an abdication on the part of the universities to the private sector, particularly in the Dublin area. I mean, what percentage of rooms are actually run by the universities and the colleges themselves versus the new rooms that have come online that, let's face it, are a hell of a lot more expensive?
I know. In terms of percentage, I wouldn't have the exact figure in front of me, but I just know that everywhere in town, it's private accommodation that is run absolutely extortionately. And I know within my own college in Trinity, you know, we only have a handful of accommodations. And when the college tries to apply for planning permission to bring more, to build more, they just keep getting denied because there isn't a lot of political gain in building student accommodation. But we are a country that pride ourselves on a third level sector that is amazing, that can provide jobs, a well-educated population. But working in a student's union, you kind of realize that maybe there isn't as much to be proud about when we have students homeless just trying to get their degrees.
Okay, Jenny Maguire, Students' Union President of Trinity College Dublin, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Those people asking commuters in Connolly today. So if you're being approached by a student in Connolly, that's what they're doing. Nothing to worry.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.